Welcome to Union City Radio for Tuesday, October 12th. A strike at the Kennedy Center was narrowly averted following late-night bargaining Friday and a unanimous vote to strike earlier in the week. Stagehands represented by IATSE Local 22 reached a new agreement for a new 3-year contract with Kennedy Center management that locks in the union's jurisdictional rights for the new wing of the Performing Arts Center. This was a long, hard slog, said IATSE Local 22 president David McIntyre, but we now have a contract we can live with that protects our members and gives the Kennedy Center the relief it needs to recover from the pain caused by the pandemic. For details on today's labor calendar and all the latest local labor events, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. Today's labor quote is by IATSE Local 22 President David McIntyre, who said, "We could not accept the Kennedy Center's managers using the pandemic as leverage to gut our contract, and we would not go along with the fiction that an expansion of the building wasn't part of the Kennedy Center." In today's labor history, on this date in 1898, company guards killed at least 8 miners who were attempting to stop scabs in Verdon, Illinois. 6 guards were also killed and 30 persons wounded. You can hear more about this battle on this week's Labor History Today podcast. Search for it on your favorite podcast platform. Because the Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.